just a, that he was going to leave after seven innings was a pitch count or going to get blown out further?
No, Clayton, today I could tell he's never going to say I'm done. But he gave me kind of the same answer in Colorado. And I let him go back out there, and the first two guys threw up hits. It's like you could, you know, Rick knows him probably better than me. And pretty much, you know, he felt like he had taken us as far as he was going to take us. Yeah, and it's hard really to take him out. You never want to take him out. But when he's really feeling good, he's kind of giving you that, I got it. You know, he's just aggressive, and he's, as soon as you start walking towards him, he's letting you know. But tonight it wasn't that, so.
Tell me thoughts on how this game ended tonight.
Well, it depends what part of it we're talking about. You know, obviously the last couple of innings, we get the bases loaded, nobody out, and don't score there. So that hurts us, number one, not to be able to tack on at 3-1. You know, you got a chance to, you know, you're hoping to get, you know, you'd like to get a couple there. But to not get anything there, it kind of hurts because, you know, the game's still one of those. You get a guy on and somebody pops one on you, you got a tie game. So that hurt us. You know, the call at first hurts us a lot. You know, the guys out are, you know, that – you know, Clint, I don't know how he misses that, but I guess it's part of it, and it's up for other discussions. So we don't score there. Obviously, they get the runs, and then we have a chance to basically have a guy at first and third and nobody out and don't put a run up. And then, you know, obviously, a chance to extend the game.
How do you think Brandon Lee is doing as a closer?
Well, he's been doing fine. You know, today it was not very good.
You've been very loyal to him throughout this. Does he make it a little difficult now for you to stick with him as a coach?
It makes it tough to answer that question right now. It's something that I think we have to look at. You know, like tonight, it would have been a game that, you know, him and outside of our lefties have been pretty good. Brandon and Kinley have been the best two guys. And so Brandon would have been running through Goldschmidt and those boys right there in the eighth. So, you know, it's one or the other.
Was he leaving pitches up, or it seemed that they had an easy time?
Well, the Prado ball, you know, he's a good hitter, obviously. And then Parr's ball in the left center, he crushes that ball. You know, Kubel's ball basically ends up being a ball off, you know, kind of get to, knock down. And then the last hit up the middle, you know, with another ball up the middle that we knock down and, you know, just, you know, doesn't get through, but we knock it down and can't keep the guy from scoring.
Don, what was the thought process of leaving him in the league?
What do you mean?
Just leaving him in the entire inning.
He's our closer.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been our closer. You don't just and you know he's been the guy. I mean, so if it was Kinley was the closer, I'd have left him in too to try to, you know, you'd have confidence in that guy. You know, until we get to Goldschmidt, and then at that point it's, you know, Goldschmidt's got huge numbers on him.
Tom, Moylan didn't get a lot of time to warm up.
Yeah, the call came, and then we get the call from, you know, we can do a number of things to slow down. We can pick at second base. We can inside move two or three times in a row until he's ready. But when we get the call from the bullpen that the phone rings, that he's ready. You know, I think, you know, the velocities are pretty much the same. We're seeing 95 and 96. We don't see as many, you know, many chases with the breaking ball, and if the location's not quite the same. But his stuff seems to be the same. And, you know, we've had numerous troubles in those last few weeks. You know, we've had all three of our seventh inning guys, or seventh, eight, nine guys, have all given up four home runs late in the game. So it's not like, you know, if I could say there's been one dominant guy, it would be a different story. I don't feel like anybody's been dominant. I think Kinley's probably been the best in the last, you know, overall, but he's also been the best in the last probably week or 10 days.
Don, we talked yesterday about the importance of the series. To lose this one with your ace from behind us, does that hurt?
Yeah, it's not a good start. It's a two-game swing every time when you got these guys in your face. And, you know, it's a two-game swing from the standpoint. Obviously, you know, we have a lead. These are ones that hurt. You know, there's times yesterday's game hurts too. It's still a game, but it's a game that we were never in. The games that you have a chance to win and you've got the right people in the game, those are the ones you feel like you have to win. And when you don't win those, especially against the team you're chasing, those are painful because, you know, they're two-game swings.
It's not unusual, Donnie, that fans would express their displeasure with a player who maybe didn't perform on Brandon Hill tonight, but it seemed like you got it a little louder after he left them out. They were waiting to get it.
Well, you know, that's what happens if he gets his outs, they're cheering for him. And if he doesn't get his outs, then it's a bad decision. So that's the way it is. You know, I understand it. You know, I'm basically trying to put people in the best position to get the job done. And, you know, Brandon did the job in the past. You know, again, if he gets his outs, it goes forward. Nobody says anything. It's easy. As soon as he doesn't get his outs, then it's my fault that he didn't get his outs.
You mentioned that Kenley's been your best guy, and you're kind of using him against some of the tougher hitters maybe earlier. How do you think not many managers do it that way?
I haven't really been using him like that lately. Last time we talked about that through Atlanta, and we give up leads there 2 days in a row, and so. Really, but I mean, if you really strictly want to play sabermetrics tonight, those are the best matchups. Prado's coming through there. Prado's 3-for-3 off Kinley with two homers. Goldschmidt's 3-for-3 off of Brandon with a homer, and Ross is 2-for-2 with the homer right after him. So the guys that Kinley got are the guys that he gets better than Brandon. You know, so really matchup wise. It should have been just exactly the way it was tonight. And then Brandon's guys, he's gotten all those. We even get to Blomquist. Blomquist is 0-for-4. So, I mean, however you want to cut it, and that's the way decisions go. I look at it. We're trying to match up the best we can. And if that doesn't work, then it's a bad decision. If it works, you made a good decision because the numbers tell you to go that way. And we even actually talked about it before the game that, you know, that eighth and ninth were up in the air, depending who was up. Because if it would have been basically the way the ninth was, Brandon would have got the eighth. If it would have started at Montero there, going through Prado, Brandon would have got those guys. And then Kinley would have got the other side just because of the matchups tonight. So, I understand that people are going to boo and whatever, and it doesn't work out, but and doesn't make the game any less painful. I can stay here all day long, and if you really want to look up the numbers, look them up. I know they're solid decisions. The fact that solid decision doesn't work, then it doesn't. It's a bad decision. So. Is he what?
Does the margin for error shrink as the season rolls along? Those four saves at some point that you have to save.
No, I agree with you on that. I'm not sitting here trying to defend Brandon at this point. We're talking about tonight's game.
But in general, do you tend to percentage-wise go with numbers over feel within a game?
For the most part, Brandon's been saving games, you know, and I think he's got the last three, and tonight's numbers say go Brandon, you know. Does that mean I keep going with Brandon? I don't know, but it's really a tough time to make a decision 12 minutes after the game that you're going to say, what are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah,